My memory has just been sold. Na-na-na-na-na-na. Angel is a centerfold.
That's that. You know what that song's about?
Stassi. I didn't. So my
Stassi,
mom,
baby, centerfold.
My mom said something to one of her friends when I was younger, and I was singing that song, and she's like, "Isn't it so funny?" He has no idea what it means, and that threw me off because I was like, "Okay, it clearly means something bad."
Yeah.
And then, probably 5-10 years later, I figured out what a centerfold was, and I was like, "Oh my god, I didn't know that I was singing that." And my mom laughed about me singing it, and like said to her friend,
"I always knew the song, but I just never really paid attention to the lyrics." Yeah. And one day, I was just listening to it, and I go, "There's a whole story here. It's about a guy who his high school crush that he used to love, and like she was kind of like the girl next door, kind of in class." He's now older and he gets out like a Playboy magazine and she's the girl in the centerfold. And he's so conflicted by the memory that he used to have in her and what she is now. And like,
yeah. Right. What's a centerfold?
Like open the Playboy, the centerfold that like flops out. It's like the long main picture inside.
A pinup girl, like, you know.
Okay, is centerfold when you open the middle magazine, it's like a bigger picture?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So centerfold's like the main attraction.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
It's like a big feature to get like to show your full body.
Because I know like Stas and all of them have like centerfolds, so I didn't understand what that like centerfold meant.
Yeah.
Now it makes sense. You learn something new every single day.
I don't know if it's as good as the cover.
The cover's definitely, but usually the person who's on the cover is the centerfold.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
Isn't it nice that it's just a dude's podcast, dude's show today?
Hell yeah,
just
brother.
The boys.
Am I right?
And that's when the boss comes in. Like a sitcom.
No, this is so nice, though. I think having you on another angle.
We've got Staten Island looking at you.
Yes, and also we don't have to have our listening faces on camera the whole time.
Yes.
I have
a horrible, I guess you could call it resting.
I have resting thinking face.
My thinking face and focusing face and anxiety face are all the same. I just look miserable, but I'm trying to keep myself together. And like, that is my biggest issue. But I also am very insecure about my side profile. So if Matt's talking, I don't want to be like, I'm thinking of so many things. I'm overthinking this whole thing, but I do like this better. I can see everybody.
Yeah. And I'm not going to lie. I'm surprised you've been dealing with this for the past 3 years, but when I watched the episode, I always feel bad that you have to, because if we're both in the same shot and you were talking, I also have a resting dick face. I don't look good, especially when I'm really trying to pay attention. I'm trying to like figure out what the hell you're saying. I don't have a good face.
Zane's face is just scrunched and confused. So there's things that we edit out where we're like, Zane, are you confused? He's like, no, I'm trying to keep up.
But you guys don't see it because
we have our own.
Thankfully,
cameras.
We have our own shots, but this Matt and Mariah don't have the same shot. And I do feel really bad, but I really like this. We all get to look at each other. It's like we're in the living room. Because when we're all talking, no one's ever sitting next to each other. And we're also, all always facing each other.
It is awkward being like shoulder to shoulder and looking staring that closely.
I miss so many of your jokes that you say because like we're still like thinking and you're like right there. Just stuff goes over my wavelength. Like having your energy in that corner of the room, it feels more balanced. Better.
Yeah.
We're on to something new here, I think.
Exactly. I know. We're going headphones again. We're trying to switch it up a bit. You know what I'm saying?
Go for it.
What do you mean you're doing, Heath? You've been wearing headphones.
I haven't worn headphones this season at all.
Oh, really?
No.
Wait, really?
You've never worn headphones.
Not since the yellow
vest. I've never worn headphones, but I thought I do the fucking thumbnails. I always got to make your face smaller because you're the headphones. And I've been doing that.
He hasn't been wearing them.
What?
Go look back at the thumbnails.
Whoa. I'm not paying attention.
Mandela effect.
Wow.
The Berenstain Bears.
Should we run the intro?
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Guys, off to a new start. Y'all ready?
All we did was switch my seat.
Oh, I forgot. It's Valentine's Day.
To bigger and better.
Happy Valentine's Day, y'all.
Happy Valentine's.
Woo! All right, you ready?
Yep.
It's coffee time, baby.
With a splash of love.
Ain't that right?
And this season of love is sponsored by The Flavor of Love. You guys remember that show? Oh, the Flavor of Love.
Remember we ran into him in Vegas?
Oh my, Heath,
getting off the plane.
I can't believe that that happened.
I freaked.
Was he wearing his clock?
Yeah.
That's insane. So. Like, dude, I respect him for still sticking with that character.
Mm-hmm.
Even at the airport years after the show. Because then wasn't that all part of the show or part of his character? Or like he had it on before.
His look.
What band was Flavor Flav in? He wasn't in Run DMC.
No, so I just remember him from the collab song Anthrax.
Yeah.
And oh man, what was their group? I don't remember. But it was bass.
He's always been rocking the clock. And then, but there was such a time in like reality TV where it's the Surreal Life and then Flavor Flav got his own show. And then we were trying to find him love and stuff.
Yeah. And you know what? I remember all those shows being so good back then. Like what was your guys' favorite like love reality house shows?
Rock of Love. Brett Rock, Michaels.
Dude, that one was really good.
You look like him right now with that pink hat.
Sorry, I forgot my hat, so I'm wearing the pink out girl hat.
I liked it fits my head pretty Andy nice. Dix, the assistant. Do you remember that?
Didn't we watch that on the...
I've never even heard of that.
And you know who Andy Dix is?
No.
He tried to touch me.
Did he really?
Yeah.
He's had like a lot of issues with touching, but...
let's get into that for thumbnail purposes.
he harassed me and my friend.
Recently?
It was literally the day I moved to LA.
it was our first celebrity.
Welcome to Hollywood.
I remember being like, oh my God, first celebrity, Andy Dick. And then we were like all hanging out and he was at the bar and he like came over and started talking to me and Josh.
Who that is?
And all of a sudden he like tried getting me and Josh to go home with him. In my head, I'm like, this is a celebrity. Like this is like, and this
wasn't,
is so.
And wasn't the guy that was with him his like side piece?
Boyfriend.
His boyfriend.
Yeah.
That was a full-ass boyfriend.
Andy Dick's not gay.
He was that night.
He's very feminine, but I don't think he's gay.
No, he's...
I don't know, man.
You don't know who this is?
I've never seen that man before. I've never seen that man in my life.
Man in my life. He was in... what's that show? The Army show? The Army movie, sorry.
Heath, I believe you.
He's in Dude, Where's My Car? Remember in Dude, Where's My Car?
Oh, when they get
in the cage and he's like... He's the guy with like the long hair who's in the cage next to him.
Movie.
He's also in Old School. He like is teaching like the dildo class.
Oh my God. That was such a good movie.
But anyways.
But yeah, we really got a good taste of Hollywood that night. We're like, wow, is this Hollywood?
For the first night, like it couldn't have been more Hollywood. Yeah,
it was wild.
But happy Valentine's Day, everybody.
Yeah. We're glad that you're here with us. If you're single like me, this show is the one for you.
What are you guys doing for Valentine's Day?
We really don't do much for Valentine's Day.
I feel like you guys
do. Couple years ago, we did like horseback riding on. We did it on Valentine's Day, right? But we really don't like plan or do. Every day is Valentine's Day.
That's right.
Oh, that's good.
That's still good something though. Like you don't need to go on a trip in order to like celebrate Valentine's Day.
No, I feel like we're very casual with like, I guess, I don't want to call them intimate holidays, but like love holidays.
Yeah.
Maybe throw a couple like heart-shaped pancakes in the morning.
Oh, that's
right. All cute.
Yeah.
Valentine's Day used to be a dinner and a movie. Remember that?
Mm.
Just a nice dinner and a nice movie. I pick.
Patricia.
No, you pick.
Patricia and I were going and staying at like a haunted hotel.
Oh, I feel like that's some shit you guys would do.
Yeah, is this episode coming out on Valentine's Day?
Yeah, the video on Valentine's Day.
Are you surprising her?
I don't want to tell people the exact hotel where they're going to like come and find us, right?
I think you're good.
Oh, hey, we're staying at the Coronado Hotel.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, which is like that massive one that's down near San Diego. In that, it's like where the guy who wrote like Wizard of Oz wrote it. It's historic. It's been there since like 1800s, 1900s, whatever. But it's apparently haunted in a cool way.
Wow, that sounds like a dream.
Yeah.
Should we do that?
Make sure to set up if you can. I don't know why more people don't do this. Set up like a night cam or something. I don't know. It would be fun. Just set it up and don't look at it until you go back home. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Do a little fast forward. And if you see some shit move, that's it. Boom. Next podcast.
Okay, cool. I'm going to do that now.
I was thinking.
I don't know if I would want to see it.
I would.
Mm-mm.
You wouldn't want to see it? I don't want to see it.
Zay watches it. Literally, the ghost is going inside of your nose. And you're like, you're possessed, like banging your head against the wall.
I don't want to see it in the moment. I want to see it after I'm gone.
Okay.
You know what I mean? That's why I would set up a camera.
Like the last night.
But no, I would not look at that footage while I'm still in the room. Absolutely not. I'd wait. So on Valentine's Day, unless it's a surprise, it is a secret.
Not that we don't like it. We're just, I'm not just saying this and I don't want to make people feel bad, but every day feels like Valentine's Day.
Oh, okay. You know what I mean? Like, that's fucking cute.
For me too. I don't feel like it enhances.
Yeah, we'll like do something cute.
I think Patricia and I, it's like a big day, or that was like the first day we've been like, public with our like relationship
on Valentine's Day.
Yeah. We had like a bit of like a soft launch in like the opening of us.
Dude, dating. That term is new, right?
Yeah.
Soft launch. Okay, because I just started seeing that. I'm like, has this been a term?
Yeah.
I really like that term, soft launch.
I think it was started with like restaurants. You do like a soft launch or before like a grand opening. Yeah. Where you have like,
yeah.
You
know. I know that, but for like relationship wise, I just I really like the term.
You start hinting that you're with like the guy.
Yeah.
But like you're not like tagging him. Like Patricia, I posted like a photo of us, but it was like no tag.
Mm. Oh, like, so what? that's a soft launch. Not a soft, hard launch.
Yeah, a hard launch was like, in obviously feed. On Valentine's, picture of us smiling, that's it.
Oh, tag. For me, hard launch is main feed. Hard post right
that
there.
That's main feed.
That's hard launch. Soft launch, you start posting on Snapchat, on Instagram stories, but you don't show any love to them, but you just start
they're
showing
just around.
People. You're showing them off, but yeah, exactly.
You see like there's like a hand in bed.
Yes, yeah, yes.
Or like there's coffee, but you're taking the photo and the guy's like right behind
And like there's
it.
Nails done holding a coffee cup. It's clearly not your nails.
Or you're at the beach, both your legs are close together.
Right.
Like close. You know what I mean? But not on top of each other. That's soft launch. You're showing your friends and your close friends that you're together, but you don't want to let the uncles and aunts know.
Yeah,
no way.
Yeah.
No way.
So I guess it's like a little like special for us.
Heath exactly. and I naturally soft launch every day when we post pictures because we're both so insecure. So we'll take pictures, but we'll crop our heads out and just post our outfits because we're proud of our outfits, but it's the face.
You haven't had a hard launch yet.
Wait,
not yet.
Guys, if you're watching, this is my girlfriend, Mariah.
How long did y'all date until you did the hard launch? Like
it was a decent amount of time, I feel.
Was it like, this is my girlfriend Mariah?
Well,
like,
no.
We did the acro video.
Yeah, acrobatic video.
And he just was like, you know what? Let's not like make it a big thing. Just like, this is my girlfriend. And that was it.
And wait, what? That's how you announced it?
Yeah.
Some people had an idea because we were in the apartment and somebody posted a Snapchat of like us doing cartwheels and I was in the video. And people were noticing that you were with your girlfriend and Heath was with me. And it was just the four of us and people were trying to like, and he was like, whatever, let's just do it.
That's crazy.
We just didn't make it a big deal. He was like, oh, she's my girlfriend. Okay, so today we're going to do.
That's nice. A lot of people could
do
that.
Was that like our first times hanging out? Was that aerobics video?
No.
She was hanging out at the apartment. The big apartment that Zane and I had.
Yeah.
The one you saw on the couch.
Aerobics video.
No, acrobatics with me, Zane.
Oh, acrobatics.
Yeah. I said the aerobics
video. No. I'm like, no, I felt like I knew you for a while.
No.
The one with like Liza.
Yes.
Yeah,
me and Liza. Yeah.
Zane's girlfriend, Liza.
That was when you guys dated for a little
oh,
bit.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, good. Liza, I
miss you.
Gotcha.
I was thinking on Valentine's Day, I want to do speed dating.
Like a legit.
I think you
a legit.
Should.
And they have to have one on Valentine's Day, right? Like that's crazy not to have one.
I can't. I'm so shocked that you want to do that.
The whole point of like for me a date. What makes me anxious is how long the date's going to be. In my head, it's like, damn.
You don't want to commit to an hour with.
That's
wow, this
saying.
Is going to be a 2.5 dinner
I was
date.
Saying that. I said you like the pace of it.
Exactly the pace. The fact that it's like if I get 5 minutes. Perfect.
Yeah.
because it gets to end and then that person's gonna forget and I'm gonna forget. Like it's something that I don't have to think about and then I'm on to the next person.
You'd say the girl's gonna be like, the name's Gina, what's up? It's like a really good 40-year-old version where he's like, is that your name? Gina? It's Gina. Listen, look at it. Get back on the old horse.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm just having fun with my brain right now. I don't think I would actually do it, but like,
I think
it sounds like something I would have fun doing.
I don't think the girls are going to be that attractive at like a local speed dating thing. Where's it going to be at the rec center?
It's about finding love.
I know, but I'm like, it's going to be an interesting catch of the pool.
But is it like the movies or is it much less like?
It's a lot less cool than you think it is. I've seen like videos.
You've seen actual videos of speed dating
and
on
you
the
can
internet?
Go and like everybody gets up and then they like switch and then it's just like a big rotation.
It's a rotation, but it's a round table. It's like, oh fuck.
It's bunko, but finding love.
Zane, you're already gonna be at this like talking to one person, you're gonna be like
Zane's like, gonna be looking at the other girls around waiting for their
turn. There's a girl I really liked already and I'm just like, hey,
yeah, as soon as he walks in the room, he's going to pinpoint the one he wants and just be waiting for it.
Yeah. Oh, I don't need to do this one. I'll just wait.
Oh, I know which one.
I'll wait for you.
Then you didn't even talk to anybody. I just know.
When you know, you know.
Wow.
She's the one.
I can't think
of anything else.
I think you should do it.
To you on Valentine's Day.
I think it'd
Day.
Be really fun.
I know what I did last year. It was really sad. I was watching Nat and Todd have a romantic dinner date outside.
Oh, they did like pasta
of my
right?
backyard. They did like a cooking thing. I remember I was like sitting there watching TV and I kept looking. I'm just like, it was really, really sad.
No, I was thinking if you were the only single one, but there's David and Ilya.
No, yeah.
You're not alone.
No, I'm saying I'm really curious to see who gets a girlfriend first because I see me, David, and Ilya are the same
level. Yeah.
Yeah. I can't imagine David with a girlfriend.
Ilya would. I think Ilya's the one.
I can't imagine.
He wants.
I can't imagine Ilya with a girlfriend, and I can't imagine myself
seeing him with his European fling. It worked. Like I didn't think it was.
Yeah,
weird.
But it was a fling.
It wasn't. And it wasn't though in his mind.
I think like Ilya's too work. He's too focused on work right now to ever take the time to do that. You kind of saw, like, you saw how he was, like, stressed out about work.
Yeah, she was alone the whole time.
He stresses. I feel like he stresses out about work, like, every day, which is good. Like, he has a goal, and he's a really motivated person. But I feel like, I don't think he can, focus. Because you have to really focus on a girl. Especially when you first start dating, you really have to push it to the side and focus if you want it to work. Am I right or wrong? I don't know. I feel like, especially in the beginning of a relationship, it's so, like, sensitive and tender. Like, it can't be just, like, this...
I don't know. I feel like you know it when you know it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's also just how you want to spend your time too. There's so much love and like comfort that you get from being in a relationship.
You ever told somebody you love them?
My mom.
Did you mean it?
Yeah.
Jordan went to clap.
No, in my head I've said it.
Okay. You thought you were in love.
Yeah. In my head I've said it. And there's even girls that I've met like a week before. I'd be like, wow, I'm in love.
Really?
Kind of like Ilya.
Like a love at first sight.
Yeah, but not to the point where it was like super like kids, like marriage, kids, future.
It all flashed before your eyes?
Yeah, it flashes before my eyes and I'm just like, not the one.
I should probably call an Uber. I should leave.
Yeah, I should leave. When I'm drunk, I love everybody.
You told me you love me.
No, I mean like any girl I see. Okay, if there's a girl I'm like slightly interested in, I'm like, I can go to Vegas right now and get married. I don't care.
Maybe that's the way.
Everybody's different. It seems very on brand.
Ever since that movie, What Happens in Vegas, I've kind of always wanted to do it.
Because
what if I got to land like a Cameron Diaz, you know? Right. Because
you don't know.
Hey, who knows?
I know it's a movie and it's actresses or actors, but
it's possible.
It's possible.
They base movies off of things that happen
in real life. I mean, how many times do you think a year that happens? Where two people get drunk and then they get married. I'm not talking about people that are dating already.
And they end up staying together.
Getting married
at that Vegas chapel.
Just getting like,
I think it's a lot more than we
every
think.
Day.
Like people that just meet, like they're not dating or
that
anything.
That night.
I think every day
for sure.
That's why.
Somebody meets a stranger and gets married.
Or like 10 people a week. Cause the weekend gets a little bit more.
There's 10 people a week?
They have it in a drive through too. there's like the one where you can book the chapel and you have it done.
Get it
you
over
can
with.
Go through the side like a freaking Taco
I'll do
Bell.
A number four. And I do.
And I'll do the wedding ring number three, please.
Hold the prenup. Yeah.
That does seem like something you would do, though.
I'll think about it.
Have you ever gone to like one of those like drive-through like Vegas chapel like weddings? Have you witnessed any?
I would love to witness one.
See a drive-through, but my grandparents got remarried in Vegas at one of those little chapels.
Oh, like renewed their vows.
Yeah.
Nice. How much is it? Like, do they pay you for like to get the Elvis impersonator to come out?
They didn't do anything like crazy like that. It was just they got dressed up and
everything in Vegas is cheap.
We just watched them.
Can you go in and just like? I would love to go in and just like watch like some two crazy people be just a witness. Sorry, just here to.
Wait, you can though, right? Can't you walk into those like?
I think you can be an audience.
I feel like somebody in the crowd. Like, yeah.
That would be really fun to do if we were there one weekend. Just like, hey, let's see if there's anybody at the chapel getting married today.
Does anybody just, like, object, Zane?
Or they're like two crazy people with just extremely long vows, and you're like, okay, sorry. I thought this would
they
be
they just
this
met is- 12 hours before. Yeah, but they have a
wild people.
Are you going to write your vow the night before?
No, we're not doing exchanging of like personal vows.
Oh.
Because like, we're getting married in like the Greek church, so it's like there's a whole like ritual.
I know some people, they wait until the night before their wedding, so it's like the most real you can possibly feel, and then you write that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
No, not a procrastination thing, because you would just be putting it off. Just yeah, it off. No. This is so, it's like your actual thoughts, like the night before going into it, and it's supposed to be like your most genuine, real. emotions.
Yeah. Not every wedding though I've been to where they do the exchanging of vows. It's just for people who want it to like be more personal.
Yeah.
But honestly, I don't even want to put the pressure on Patricia to like write something, because then it's like, then you're like more nervous about doing like this speech and statement.
Right.
It's better just to have the person go, do you take this person to hold? Be like, I do through sickness and health.
I hope my fiance understands that I wouldn't be able to do that.
Zane's going to put his into ChatGPT.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. My vows, make them loving.
No, like I know how I feel, but I'll just write out words that I feel, and then it'll write out a whole nice thing for me. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I think that's all that matters, is that you try.
I'm sure somebody has to have done it already.
I'm not expecting anybody like else though to give speeches. At Cody Ko's wedding, his friends are like, they're so funny. Like everyone had like incredible speeches that were like really, really great. Because he is just very funny friend.
How was it?
Oh, it was perfect.
It looked really nice.
Perfect wedding. Like, and they, as like a bride and a groom, had so much fun.
Yeah.
I think sometimes you go to weddings and you see they did a really good job at like sticking together, because I've been learning this though through like people on TikTok will say it, or I've heard it from, actually Alicia Marie told me, she heard from someone that on your wedding day, you should stick with your bride or your groom throughout the day, because you'll have the same memories together. Mm-hmm. Sometimes brides and grooms will like, kind of split up during a party. They'll be over there.
They do?
And they have, yeah, it's sometimes it's like a party. It's not, I'm saying it tends to sometimes happen, but if you like kind of commit to staying together, you have the same memories of way enjoying a day.
Yeah.
And they were like, yeah, they like, I think they did a really good job of doing that. They had so much fun, and they just had a perfect like amount of people and friends and stuff.
Yeah, that's good.
I remember I saw their pictures that they posted on Instagram, and like you could tell by their faces, genuinely, it was like the best day of their life.
Oh yeah.
I literally had a tear in my eye. I was it was just such like beautiful pictures that they both posted, and like him posting Kelsey in the car with her flowers. I was like, wow, this is like so nice. Like they did it perfectly through the internet. Like how I saw it through the internet, it looked
they got in a car.
Perfect. It looked like they were in the car or like a limo. Maybe her friend took that of her. I don't know. Maybe a friend took it of her and they sent it to Cody.
Shit, did I miss them like leaving? No, because they partied with us.
There's a picture of Kelsey in a car,
Matt,
right?
It's okay if you missed it. It's okay.
Yeah, it's fine. It's okay.
There was a car?
I was describing the pictures that I saw on their page. Matt has FOMO of somebody's wedding.
Oh my gosh.
Kelsey and Cody are describing them like they're what they did in the room after. Wait.
But if they went away in the car, though, they must have just gone around the block and came back in and continued partying with us, because I don't like think it was like a formal farewell.
Could have been in the car on the way.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like her friend like took it over.
Their food was really, really good,
too. Did I tell you about when I got into the car with my brother to drive him to his wedding?
Oh, yeah, I think you said
it. It was all like the guys, and then the song that came on as soon as we got in the car.
Yes.
Randomly, it was Going to the Chapel.
Get out of here.
Literally got in the car, turned the radio on, and it was Going to the Chapel.
Wow.
And we all looked at each other and was like, if this shit ain't meant to be. Like, that is insane.
So funny.
That is insane.
Yeah. I was on the phone with my mom last night. She had a... crazy. Apparently, sorry, but before
is
I
this
continue
not the
story.
Monster?
No. I just wanted to describe while I was on the phone with my mom before I say what I had to say. But my mom, she's a firefighter, if you guys didn't know. And they there's times where everybody in the station will get like a mandate, and they have to stay at a complex, or they'll stay by a building that where the alarms or the fire alarms don't work. And they're supposed to be stationed there all like for 12 hours, right?
Okay.
And it was my mom's first time being stationed to somewhere in the middle of the night. And it's crazy because it could be like a dangerous area. You don't have a weapon or anything. I just thought it was wild that like you have to be stationed in a neighborhood in a car.
Does she at least like have an axe? I was feeling like all firefighters. So.
No, she didn't have anything.
Have an axe nearby.
Yeah.
Something, right?
Yeah.
Just a heavy hose.
Yeah, I don't know. You could cut it. You can cut the story. But I was talking to my mom yesterday, and she starts telling me about my brother's wedding. And she was like, oh, I got the dress. She showed me the dress. I'm like, oh, that's so pretty. And I'm like, mom, you bought a dress. When's the wedding?
But like,
she was like, it's in October. I was like, oh my God, what date? And she says the day of Matt's wedding.
Oh no.
And I was like, I looked at Matt. I'm like, oh my God, Matt.
Oh my gosh.
I was like, God. Oh my God, my heart sank.
Wait,
I was
this
like,
is not happening.
No. And then she looked at the calendar, and she was a week off. I was
my God. Oh my goodness.
What would I have done?
You
don't know.
You would have had to go to your brother's wedding.
I know, but like that's that. I would, That would have been so sad.
Zane gets one of those like FaceTime robots like at my wedding. You're just like joysticking around like at your brother's.
Oh my
I honestly would have pulled like a
got a private jet.
If it was if it was like one day apart, I think I would have pulled a like fly in, fly out, fly in. Yeah.
I could see you doing that. Yeah.
Where is your brother's wedding?
I don't know. Is it it's in Naples.
Ooh. I wonder how far Naples is to like Birmingham. Like you took a chopper.
It's, you know what? It'd been so close.
You could have made something work.
Zane pulls like a spy kid and just like parachutes into my wedding.
Do people know? Do people know where it is yet? Where it's gonna be?
Or I think our friends do. But like,
no,
I think
does anybody
I'm
know?
To hold a bit of privacy about it, in terms of like online stuff.
Yeah,
like,
it's in Alabama.
Yeah. That's fine.
Oh, but. I was just fucking with you.
Can I tell you this crazy thing that happened to Patricia and I?
Yeah.
We go to Harry Styles' concert. That was on Wednesday. Mm-hmm. That was really, really cool. We got a hookup to go see Harry Styles, his birthday concert, End of the American Tour. It was in Palm Springs, and we were already going to Palm Springs for Cody's wedding. And so we were like, oh, this is perfect. We go out there, we see the concert. It was awesome. What was your question about the concert? What was it so special about it? It was his birthday show.
It was his birthday show. I thought it was you know, remember the lore thing that you went to where not everybody was invited? It was like a private thing. I thought it was some sort of like private event. That's why I asked, but unimportant. Yeah, it was you could continue your story.
Birthday show. Yeah. So it was just iconic and awesome.
Okay.
Great time. A lot of fans of Unfiltered there, by the way.
Cool.
So then we had like an extra day, Thursday. We go check in our hotel where Cody and Kelsey's wedding is. And then Patricia and I were like, oh, we're going to go run some errands. We go to the mall because Patricia needed to get like a strapless bra for her dress at like the Victoria's Secret. She had like a bra she really wanted. We go.
This is the detail.
Well, I'm telling you why I was going into the this mall.
Strapless bra.
Oh, I did want to be like, we went to like Victoria's Secret.
It's funny.
You know what I mean?
It's funny. It's funny.
Anyways, we go into this mall and it's like, you know, one of those like kind of like deadbeat malls that's like still hanging on. It's got like a JCPenney.
Our Broward Mall, yeah.
It's still got a Sears.
You know, it's still hanging.
Dillard's.
Dillard's.
We, it's the middle of the afternoon on a Thursday. We walk, and so it's not even like that busy. We walk into this mall. We are in it for 10 minutes. I even told Patricia, I really want to stay in the car. Can you just run in and go get this? And she's like, no, you're coming with me.
I have a feeling I know where this is going.
And so we...
I'm going to freak out.
So we get out of the car. We go into the mall.
Oh my God.
We then walk back out of the mall. There's no way. Been in there for like 10 minutes.
There's no way.
And there is a full-on crime scene in the parking lot.
Plot twist. Not where I thought that was going either.
I thought you were going to say you were like, it's the random mall, middle Thursday, whatever, all this stuff. Harry Styles was in this Victoria's Secret.
Can you imagine?
Oh my God.
That was the setup. It was the setup for it.
I guess I just wanted to toss the Harry Styles thing. That's funny.
I just want to say we went to an exclusive concert.
And that's why we were out there and it was great. It's a crime scene. There is security officers. I'll share the pictures. Like over 15 sheriff's department people, which is like a whole thing. Like sheriff's department, I always like think it's like there's one guy who's a sheriff, but sheriff is his whole department, right?
Okay. Yeah. What's up with that?
Yeah, because there's highway patrolmen, state police,
city cops, and then sheriff's
department.
City girls.
And that's when they're wearing like the tan with a hat.
The circle.
Yeah, the circle hat.
That gets bigger and bigger every scene.
And there's aliens involved.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we are like, I'm so confused. It's like a huge perimeter of this crime scene. They're like unrolling the tape. And I'm like, my car. How am I going to get to my car? She's like, and I go, what happened?
Sir, someone's dead.
She goes, sir. Please, we step back, get to your vehicle. And I go, well, I'm not sure. Is my vehicle in this? And I'm trying to eyeball it. And I go, what happened? She goes, I cannot disclose that information at this time. Please get in your vehicle and leave. And I'm like,
I want to see the body cam footage.
No, wait.
Matt,
I thought you were saying your car.
This is immediately what I'm seeing. My car. And so I'm trying to eyeball where my car is. And I finally see right where the tape ends. My car's right there. And I'm like, hell yeah, I can get my car. But the tape is like right near in front of my car.
Uh-huh.
And Patricia's like, let's get out of here. And I'm like, but I want to know what happened because I want to come back with a fucking story. I'm so curious. So Patricia's getting in the car. She's like, Matt, please, let's go. And I'm like, hold on.
Did it look dangerous or does it seem like over?
I'm trying to eyeball what's going on. Like, and I'm still really confused.
He's taking notes.
Yeah, it was like getting down to like the crime scene, trying to get all the notes, pulling out my handy dandy notebook. A guy walks over and I'm like, hey, so do you know what happened? He's kind of like, well, from what I understood, I think someone had a brick and threw it into the JCPenney. And I go, oh, whoa, that's crazy. And then I look right in front of me, like right in front of my car where these cops are huddled on the ground, is a bunch of shattered glass, like a window glass. You know, it has that green kind of tint. It's all shattered down on the concrete. And they're all looking down, like pointing at it. And I go, but if they threw a brick
How's the glass out there?
Why is the glass right here? And he goes, I don't know. And then he starts like walking away and I go, there. So did somebody like throw a brick? And he goes, I'm not sure. I'm like, was it, there wasn't like a gunfire or anything. And he goes, no, I don't think so. And I'm still like, strange. And I'm trying to like listen to the cops talk and they're pointing down like multiple times on the ground, pointing around there.
Yeah. I picture Matt like Dwight Schrute, like he's just like a volunteer and they're just like, oh my God.
Get this guy out of here.
Hey, what's the cakes? Yeah. Trying to like speak cop codes with them and everything.
I know first aid if you guys need any help.
Yeah, and they're just like, and they're like get out of here.
So Patricia and I are like, okay, it seems like somebody went on like a brick rampage, threw a brick in a car, threw a brick in the JCPenney. We're like, weird. And Patricia's like, let's get the hell out of here. And I'm like, fine. We go drive away. We go get a smoothie.
What? And I'm like, let's get out of here. They start driving a brick. Boom. Oh, man.
We drive away. We go get a smoothie. We go get a pedicure. Or she gets a manicure. I'll get a pedicure because we're by the pool. I want my feet to look good.
Hey, you deserve it.
We then go to the Albertsons. And we're checking out. And Patricia goes,
what's the Albertsons?
It's like a...
It's a grocery store.
Not off-brand, but it's like a...
It's like a Kroger. It's like a Ralph's.
It's like a not-so-good grocery store.
It's like
a
Winn-Dixie.
Yeah.
She's like, what's Winn-Dixie?
I don't have any of those.
The Piggly Wiggly.
Nope.
That was it? That's the story?
No.
Then we got pedicures.
So Patricia goes, we should Google what happened. I'm like, good thinking. I bet like 2 hours have passed. Wonder what it is. We pull it up. The story. It was a full-on shooting, a fire exchange between two cars right in front of my car. Multiple rounds, like over like 30 bullets.
You would have been sitting in the car if she didn't tell you.
Oh my God. I was like, we were just in shock. Like, Matt, thinking about it. Because I was like, that was right there in front of the car. And like, if she went in and I would have witnessed it completely.
Or been a part of it.
Imagine your glass was all shattered in the car. Like, that'd been fucking insane.
So then I go out by my car and I'm trying to like look at my
car.
There's
a bullet hole.
A bullet hole in it. And there's, if you look up the story, and apparently the two people are in custody. But all that happened within 10 minutes.
Is your car in any of the pictures?
You know what? Maybe.
Take a picture and frame it.
But I think the photographers came after I left.
Oh.
Wow.
Because they were just onto the scene and they just wanted people to go.
How'd you not hear anything? How'd they not?
They're in a mall. I feel like inside a mall.
But why don't they make an announcement, like stay inside?
Yeah,
That's crazy.
We were second level, went downstairs, and then went into the store.
I can't believe there was no panicking.
Yeah.
It was a dead mall. There was hardly anybody in the
parking lot. It's a dead mall. Think about Broward Mall. It would probably take a long time for somebody to like really catch that like shooting just happened, unless one person in the parking lot ran inside and said there was a shooting.
That's crazy.
That's really wild.
I was like, what? So like my adrenaline like was just in this weird like post aftershock, which I'm so happy we kind of found out about 2 hours because we weren't like freaked out, but we were like just disturbed how close we were to death.
And it's like Patricia like knew that it was
something real. Bananas shook us up. And then later that day, another big adrenaline spike. Patricia and I were like going to Mastro's and like I had a few drinks and she was like, here, I'm going to drive the car. I'm like, cool. You get to drive tonight. I'm chilling. I get in the car. We're pulling out of the hotel. At the hotel, there's a place called like the Pink Cabana. It's like this nice little restaurant that a lot of people come visit the hotel just to eat at.
Mm-hmm.
We're pulling out in our car. All of a sudden, boom, right into the car. And immediately I'm like, the car didn't even beep that we were like backing into anything. We look to the side of us.
It's Harry Styles.
With a gun.
A brick in one hand.
So it's one of those, what's this BMW, like super, like nice Hummers. Cars? No, like the i8s or something.
The one with
the sport car looking one. Yes. An i8. Yes.
The i8. It's one of those. And he's like, boom. And he's like pulling away from my car. And I get out, and it's this dude, like, 68 years old. Looks like freaking Jimmy Buffett. He's like, are you guys good? Are you guys good?
Oh, he was drunk?
And I'm like, yes, drunk. Slurring his words. Super rich guy. And I'm like, babe, are you fine? And I'm just like, immediately, I'm just trying to, like, look at my car, see if it was damaged. Luckily, nothing.
What car were you in?
My Defender.
Oh.
It defended you that day.
It truly defended me and her. My defend her.
Wow.
Defend her.
And she defended you at the mall that day.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like you guys.
We just had an angel watching over us. Wow. No damage to my car. I think he damaged his car, but he was just like, we good? We're good?
Oh, yeah.
We're
He didn't want to call a cop or get anybody involved.
I wrote down his license plate, but like I didn't want to like make a whole like scene out of it. Because I don't know. The right thing is a drunk driver shouldn't go back on the road. I should have done something, but it was just all happening so quick. And hell, I had been drinking. I was like,
you should have offered to take his car and drive him home.
I was drinking. I should have been like $500 and this didn't happen.
Rich guy, you're like, make it 3,000.
Yeah, especially if he's rich. Yeah, fucking empty him out.
Oh God.
Empty my bank account.
Smashed right into my car.
Was it, you have much damage or no?
None.
How many days apart was that?
Like you can't even tell.
It happened the same day of the shooting and then the guy running into my car. So I was like, what the fuck?
Wow.
Yeah.
Be my girl.
Do you like hard candies?
It's fun. It's like candy corn. You only have them like one time a year. And hopefully.
I like candy corn way better than I like these.
No, I've never liked either of those.
Yo, no, candies. Candy corn is banging.
I like the sour kind of soft ones that they used to have. Like
they
in the
should
90s.
Make these with gummies.
Like weed gummies?
No, like gummies. Just like gummies.
Like a chewy.
It's that flavor.
But that's the whole point. It's a chalky Necco type. Texture to it.
Did in elementary school, did you ever, I know we handed out Valentine's, but did you ever make a mailbox?
Yes. They were like old shoe boxes.
And yes. And you would create. I did a robot one that was like double shoe boxes and you put it in the mouth and I made these like foil arms.
Whoa.
Okay. Why did they have everything? They had everything, like both their schools did the same thing.
I know.
And then that never happened in our school.
Because we went
to like, so left out.
We went to like really nice schools.
We went to a nice
yeah, we had really bad.
We were in
school.
The magnet program.
No, we weren't passing out Valentine's cards in high school.
This was elementary school.
Oh
no.
Oh
yeah. I went to Plantation Park.
Plantation Park, my man.
There's a picture of me in the yearbook in fifth grade. We had the Valentine's Day dance for the fifth graders. And the picture of me in the yearbook is first place dancer at the Valentine's Day dance. But not with a boy. Like there was people dancing with boys. I was dancing solo. And it was like first, second, third. And I was like,
she's really good.
I did not care what people thought.
Oh, no, you didn't go to Central Park.
Do you remember you used to go to Target and get those like...
I don't think I went to a Target until I was 20 years old. I did not know one existed.
So what would your Valentine's look like? You didn't get like the Nickelodeon Valentine's that were
Walmart.
Like on there?
The dollar store.
Perforated cardboard.
Dollar store.
Did your parents hold you hostage?
I really... not.
Where's until her parents held them poor, baby?
Not until I started driving... All right, 16, 17, I was like, ooh, Target. What's Target? But then again, it was like a 20-minute drive from my house.
Oh,
like,
okay.
We didn't shop at Target either.
We dollar store. Everything was the dollar store.
Okay. No, $20 or 20-minute Target trip is like, that's far.
Yeah.
That's far to be going.
I didn't think it was like a hot commodity. Until I moved to LA, I did not think it was a big deal, Target.
Oh, yeah.
We got all of ours at Walgreens. Everything was like a Walgreens.
Oh, right. CVS, Rite Aid, all, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Or the grocery store.
Clothes, everything at the grocery store.
My clothes, I have a shirt that says Burbank.
I just remember my parents getting mad when Valentine's came because they had to spend money to get candy for everybody. They were always just like, oh, God. Okay. All right. And then you got to buy like the little card things and then you slip like the lollipop into the thing.
Yeah. I remember my mom would get me a Valentine's Day card and candy every Valentine's Day.
Oh, well, yeah. My parents would always like go all out for me personally.
Yeah.
But they would be a little bit frustrated when they had to buy all those packs for everybody in school.
My sea monkeys died on Valentine's Day.
Your
what's a sea monkey?
You ever had sea monkeys?
Well, I'm not sure.
Are they like sea? Do they kind of look like seahorses, or like they're as small as seahorses?
Shrimp-looking things. No, it's like a kid thing. You would buy a little packet of sea monkeys. You fill it up with water. You open them, and then they like turn into this. I feel like we just talked about this.
That's a sea monkey.
Did we not talk about this a couple episodes ago?
Ew, that's a silverfish. Wait, and they crawl up here.
Matt, that's baby. That's not. Why did a you sea have monkey. That?
Every kid has had it.
Apparently
when
not.
When you grow up in a dirty house, yeah. Your parents, baby, it's sea monkeys.
Oh, that ain't bed bugs.
No, it's a sea monkey.
Oh, yeah. My pets would be worms.
Yeah.
It wasn't like it was a pet you didn't even have to like feed.
Oh, they're just not, I can't connect with that.
It's an easy
connect with. And I can connect with anything.
You can connect.
Yeah, I'll find a way. Look at the eyes on that thing.
And you buy these?
And you let them die?
They just died. They all die. All sea monkeys. Who has had sea monkeys that have lasted over?
Well, Matt, you know what they eat? Sea bananas.
Ew.
I cannot
believe that's disgusting. No way.
I only had them one time and I just remember they died on Valentine's
Day. That's some white shit.
I can't believe we're pet shaming Matt right now.
That's a sea monkey.
Matt, I got you beat. My hamster died on Christmas Day.
Ooh.
How to die.
Too much eggnog.
That thing lasted too long.
Do those things last long?
They do.
Your mom and dad are probably like, get rid of it.
Come on.
My squirrels died when we were on vacation and we got home and they were.
Cover Bingo's ears.
Squirrels?
Yeah. I used to have two pets.
Yeah, the Florida has a lot of squirrels.
Is that against the law?
They fell out of the tree when they were babies. And we used to have this really big like bird cage.
Oh, I feel like you told me this. Yeah.
That's why you're so attached to Bingo.
I think so. Because really
you lost your, what was the other one's name?
Rocky and Bullwinkle.
Wow.
Rocky and Balboa.
I'm surprised you didn't name this one Rocky or Bullwinkle.
Rocky's cute. That's a cute name.
Yeah.
Who was Rocky and which one was Bullwinkle?
I don't know. I think that's why we named them both, but.
No. Oh.
It was the same squirrel.
But Rocky. I think Rocky is the chipmunk and then Bullwinkle's the moose.
I think so.
In the cartoon, right?
I think Rocky's a really good name just like for a kid.
Rocky's cool.
What? Yeah. Really good name for a boxer.
My next door neighbor's name was Rocky growing up.
So that's a cool name.
I like that.
Rocky Freight.
I kind of like it as for a girl's name too.
Growing up, my favorite name was Roxy. Everything I named Roxy.
Roxy is a really good name.
Any girl thing, I named it Roxy.
But it's also very
like it was like my car was Roxy.
Wasn't that a brand Roxy?
Yeah.
It was a butterfly heart.
It was two Quicksilvers.
And a heart.
You take two Quicksilver logos and you put them together and it was the girl version of Quicksilver.
Oh.
They still have that?
Mm-hmm. But mine was RXI because I was like punk rock with it.
Remove the vowels except for the I.
Yeah, you know.
I know we had a little Valentine's Day thing we wanted to do on this episode.
What is it? I'm excited.
So if you didn't know, we have a Patreon, patreon.com/ZaneAndHeath. We actually went on there today and asked people to submit their craziest love, situation, drama stories that they had. So we're going to go through a couple of them. We're going to read them on here. And thank you for our patrons that submitted everything. So we're just going to go.
You guys did it quick too. Thank you.
Do you want very good.
Do you want me to read it?
Or do you want Staten Island Mom to read it?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Come on. I have such a good view right now.
Yeah, you're in the
I can see everyone's
seat.
Camera Let's angle. I can see, Zane, I can see your pimple.
Stop. Hey. Or I put makeup on
it. That was good.
You're not supposed to know.
That was good. All right.
No, Matt, you can read
it. And then Zane and I are going to chime in, give our 2 cents and advice.
Hey, this one.
I really wanted Staten Island Mom for this one.
Should we say that person's name?
No, keep it anonymous.
No names.
All right.
No, Staten Island Mom.
Yeah.
All right,
come on, Bubba.
It.
All right. She's not very good at reading, but all right. Here we go. I'm currently in a relationship with someone who's in jail and has been in jail since September.
Oof.
He is older than me, but by 8 years, but it gets worse. He's my cousin's baby daddy and nobody knows. Should I stay in this relationship or should I cut it off? Because when my family finds out, everyone's going to turn their back on me. But I really do love him and I care for him and his kids. What do I do? What the hell do I do?
That was perfect.
That was really good. I think it's your cousin's baby daddy.
Cut it off.
You got to cut it off.
Yeah, I think
that is a bad.
You got to distance yourself there.
It may feel one way, but That is not a good situation.
What is he in jail for, too, by the way? Let's get those details.
Yeah. Yeah.
Already she's phrasing it, but it gets worse.
So right. Already, like, you know, your subconscious knows.
Yeah.
I agree.
You sound like a good person because she has a, her conscience is telling her.
And you care about the kids, and I'm sure that's like a hard thing to have to deal with, too.
And but especially if people are going to freak out when they find out.
It's giving forbidden fruit.
Yeah. You know? You don't want.
It's giving you can do better.
Yeah.
And you deserve better.
He is using you. He is probably flattering you so much because he wants you to take care of his kids.
Yeah.
What type of give and take in that relationship? Trust me.
Right.
He is taking.
And he's also in jail too. So he's probably thinking that you're all he has too. So he's seeing you as like a scapegoat or to get what he needs while he's in jail.
And I bet he's flattering you so much.
And yeah, it's keeping somebody around for convenience, I think.
Exactly.
Can you communicate frequently in jail?
Well, seeing on TikTok how many people have phones in prison.
Oh, my
oh my goodness. I sent Heath like 3 or 4 TikTok, like prison TikToks. It's wild. At some point, I really think it's fake. It's a set because there's just no fucking way.
It's Benihana up in there, man. They're tossing shrimp across
They're having a full-on barbecue in there. It's insane. It's insane.
What if it's actually really nice in prison?
That's why a lot of homeless people, they try to get arrested because they get a better in jail.
Food, they get housing.
Mm-hmm. It's a thing. I kind of want you to read this again.
All right, I'll read it. All right.
All right, this is our next submission.
All right, here's my situation. I just had a baby 8 weeks ago. My now ex-boyfriend breaks up with me 6 weeks after I had this baby because he's lost feelings for me and isn't happy. Come to find out, he literally is sending D pics and flirting with other women. Literally not even a week after he breaks up with me. Make that make sense. Oh, and I should mention that we currently are living together and he sent me the pictures in other room while I'm sleeping with his son.
Jeez.
I'm going through it, y'all. Yo, how do you say y'all?
That's not mom can't say that.
We got her. I'm going through it, yous.
Yous all.
But your podcast honestly makes my whole day and it makes me a lot happier. Oh,
thank you.
I'm glad we can help out and thanks for watching.
Wow, that is a situation. That's for sure.
My heart breaks for this situation. This shit pisses me off.
I know. I'm like.
Especially knowing it's one of our listeners, like that, it breaks my heart in knowing that, like, they're finding, you know, comfort in listening to our podcast. And this is the situation they're in.
8 weeks.
Well, you don't need to make it make sense. It makes complete sense.
Yeah. He definitely seems like he doesn't want to own up to and be responsible for, you know, what he is responsible for.
He doesn't think that this baby is his responsibility at all. Also.
And I know it doesn't make sense now, but there is a bigger plan for you down the road. Mm-hmm. You're going to be much happier than you can imagine with somebody
else. And the fact that he can do that after literally 6 weeks later and he's already doing this with other people,
it wasn't
says a lot
right to begin with.
And I know it's probably very difficult to be in this situation, but seeing him do this should be honestly freeing in a sense because you're like, wow, thank God I'm not with this any longer.
I hope that you have a really good welcoming friend or family member. I would highly recommend not living with him. I think you really should get out of the picture and create some boundaries and some distance because that doesn't really sound like good for your own like domestic environment that he is being this terrible to you, especially like when you're in such a fragile state of raising this newborn child.
Think about your baby at this point. You don't want that stress around your baby.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I have a feeling this guy has a small dick. So,
take that.
Yeah, he's sending dick pics. What is he? He probably has
angle. What are you, 13?
Exactly. Jesus.
Stop sending pictures. Get a job.
You know what? Good thing he did that this soon, right?
Yeah. I think you dodged a bullet.
Exactly. And the baby is fresh too, you know? Like this happened, the baby's out. You need to get out too.
Fresh baby.
Weird choice of words there. This baby is fresh.
Like fresh baby.
Fresh linen.
Fresh linen. Wow, that was amazing. Okay. That's not amazing. This is amazing.
I think what he's trying to say is he thinks it's amazing that we're we're trying to help.
We're trying to help. Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like this might be hard for some people too, because we're not telling them what they want to hear. Like, we're not like, just stick
it's
it
our,
out.
It's our honest, yeah, genuine thoughts and advice.
I just don't want to come off as mean, but yeah, that's like the truth.
Well, if this was happening to one of us, this is exactly what we would say to
but
that
also,
one person.
Right,
in this room.
But this is like BetterHelp. It's unbiased, just genuine,
exactly,
yeah, right,
advice. It's not telling people what they want to hear.
Exactly.
Right.
All right, next one. Here we go.
You want me to read it now, or are you good?
This is long. I it's long when my eyes go straight to the bottom and I start going backwards. All right, I'll try.
Okay.
Huge fan here is my current. Oh, what?
Huge fan. Here is my current dilemma.
Okay. Huge fan here. Here is my current dilemma for Valentine's Day. All right. So I'm 21 years old. I go to Penn State. Penn State. My brother went there. That's obviously a big party school. So I was out for a few weeks. I can't read this. Let Zane read this.
I can read. I don't really understand what I'm reading.
This is hard.
Yeah. All right. Hi, huge fan. Here is my current dilemma for Valentine's Day. Okay, so I am 21 and go to Penn State, obviously a big party school. So I was out a few weeks ago during syllabus week, the week before classes start when everyone goes out 24/7, and ended up going home with this guy who told me he was a graduate student here. I didn't think anything of it until I went to class the following Monday and he was my professor. I got his number and we've been texting, but I still don't think he realizes I'm one of his students.
Oh.
My current dilemma is if I should continue to hook up with him because I actually really like him and had a lot of fun, or if I should just ghost him because he realizes, because obviously it's wrong to fuck your professor.
Oh my gosh.
Before.
Okay.
Here's the All thing. Right. This obviously happened outside of school, so you had no idea that he was your professor. So you, obviously,
that's why you always go and rate my professor.
Yeah. Anybody you're talking to, it was a genuine mistake, right? But I think before this
but
gets
she wants
really,
to keep it going.
I know. But before this gets really ugly, and this is going to get not only really ugly for you, but it will get ugly for the professor too. And this could like be just.
I think it's your responsibility right now because he clearly didn't recognize you in the class. But if you recognize that it's him and that he's your professor, I feel like it's up to you to be like, hey, just saw my professor. Like to at least make it aware so you guys are both at least on the same page, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because if he didn't see you in the class, I mean, he doesn't know and still doesn't know. So I think it's up to you right now to tell him and then you guys got to figure it out from there. But
yeah,
either switch
classes. I don't think it is appropriate at this time. I think whatever's meant to be is going to be. So I say cut it off.
I have a question.
What's the word I'm looking for? Something. I don't know. I say cut it off now. In the future, when you graduate, if it's something that gravitates back to you, then you can figure it out from there. You know what I mean? I feel like it's just not appropriate right now.
I agree with you. But it just hit me. Age. Is the professor the same age as the student?
Probably not. No. She's 21. He's a grad student. I would say 4 or 5 years older. I would say that do not tell no one in your class can find out about this. Don't even tell it, even though it sounds like some juicy information. Honestly, I wouldn't even tell your friends.
If
you want to keep this going though, because once people hear that you're hooking up with a professor, that is some hot fucking tea and it will spread like wildfire.
Especially at Penn State.
Not even your closest best friend will keep on her. She will tell at least one of her besties and then that shit will spread.
But if you want to keep it going, honestly, I see no problem with it from an ethical point of view. He'll take notice of it. You may be surprised that he doesn't want to continue talking to you because he doesn't want to put his job at risk. Once there's like a little bit of like academic favoritism, he's being nicer to you all because of this. Be very careful.
You both
with
can
that.
Get in trouble.
And you be firm with him. Go, I want you to grade me good.
Oh, like, man.
Like don't ask for an easy A. You know, you might be getting that D in another way. You know what I'm talking about?
She's in the class in the back and she's just like.
But if I was a grad student. Absolutely. Wear your best outfits. But if I was the grad student, do not hook up with your student. That is one of the most unprofessional things ever.
Oh, absolutely.
If I was the grad student, no. But this girl, I don't know, one of my good friends, she's now married to one of her like former TAs or grad student professors, and they lived happily ever after. So I'm not against it, but I do think it's a bad.
Tread lightly.
Tread lightly and be weary.
Don't take it personal if he ghosts you, because he has a really good reason why he ain't talking to you, and it's because you're in his classroom.
And if you, what's your, we're hiding names. Oh my God. Imagine we're alive. And I was like, yeah. if you really like him and you want to make it work,
drop the class, and you don't
want to tell him, drop the class. Or if you tell him and he's kind of like interested, but he's too scared of his job, drop the glass.
Oh, can I do this?
Okay, there was a wedding one I thought it'd be fun to do. Right, unless there. We've done too much wedding talk.
No, this is the Valentine's episode.
Can I read this? So I'm getting married in a few months and I'm needing major how to not be an asshole advice. My fiance, let's call him Jake, has a best friend who is a groomsman in the wedding. Hold on, I just want to follow that. Let's call the groomsman Todd. Todd has a girlfriend who I absolutely cannot stand. Mm. Not because she's 10 years older than all of us, but because she has a multitude of rude comments. She has made a multitude of rude comments to me and many of my friends, and also made another groomsman wife cry at our engagement party. She also has a major drinking problem and has been kicked out of a wedding before due to this. I don't want to be an asshole and just say, you're not coming, because I also feel like it's Jake's place to tell his friend, we don't fuck with his girlfriend. I'm worried about her making others uncomfortable. Sorry. As well as being a liability, because she can't control herself when she drinks. Please send your advice.
I know exactly what they need to do, or what she needs to do.
It's your wedding.
It's your fucking wedding.
Yep. Todd's a groomsman. Just say, hey, since Todd needs to be a groomsman that day, he needs to be focused on being with your fiance.
I think you got to be completely honest with Todd and tell them exactly, because it's not like people secretly dislike her. It sounds like she's already caused a lot of problems in the past. And I think at that point, you should just be honest.
True, but my only concern is do not, by you making this decision, you might actually be creating more drama and conflict and anxiety on the day that's supposed to be your special day. Mm-hmm. I hope that it goes so well for you. And I hope that like you don't have anything, but imagine it is your special wedding day. And there's like all this fucking drama and texts, and the whole group is focused about that, when really the day should have been about celebrating you, when you could have just been like, you know what? She can come. I'm just not going to look at her. I don't care.
I think there's a talk to be had with Todd. To be like, listen, this is how we feel. I personally don't think I would want your fiance, whatever it was, to join, because I think this is going to be the outcome. If you think you can keep her from acting like this or getting too drunk and potentially ruining the night or the party, please, I'd greatly appreciate that. If you don't think that this is possible, I have to like respectfully ask you to not bring her. But if you think that, you know what I mean? I think that the talk is to be had with the
or have security.
And trust, you will be dealt with.
You will be dealt with.
I think a security guard.
Honestly, that's a good thing to have. At your wedding, a security guard. Sir, I want them out.
Out, yeah. You give them one chance and then boom, out.
How much is the security guard? If it's worth paying a couple $100 for that peace of mind.
If you're paying for a wedding, I think you have enough money for a security guard.
Oh, true. There's no worse feeling than having like a security kick somebody out because you like feel uncomfortable doing it yourself. And then that person comes back with the security guard and they're like, why did you want me out? And then you're like, you tried to avoid that whole situation. Remember we were in Arizona? In Arizona, we had somebody that was like really, really bad. And we're like, they cannot be here. Like,
no, this guy was crazy. He was going to the bartenders saying that Heath was trying to buy, there was a certain drink that was like
$30,000.
$30,000 that like high end people pay for. And this guy kept going over to Heath or the bartender and saying, he's paying for it. Can you bring it out?
So they would come over to verify and they're like, you want the champagne flight or whatever? And I'm like, what are you talking about? No. He's like, this guy keeps saying you're ordering it. And he keeps trying to order it like 5 times now saying you want the champagne flight. And I'm like, absolutely not. If this guy says anything that we want to order, not trust him. And he kept doing it.
He was trying to get everybody to pay for certain things and telling everybody.
Yeah, he was telling everybody else to pay for shit.
But this guy's also like blacked out. So I told security, I was like, can this guy not be in our section anymore? Like he keeps trying to order this like insane drink.
Just like keep him away from us because nobody knows who he is.
Yeah, nobody knew him. I was like, please just get him out of here. And all of a sudden they like kick him out and they're like walking him. And then I don't know if he's like, no, I'm friends with him. So then they both come walking back and they're like, he's like, you're trying to kick me out? And I'm like, oh my God, if I would have done that, I would have just done it myself. Like,
Matt, I was like, this happened for hours.
Multiple
times. He would get kicked out, and certain securities knew about him and certain didn't, so they would just let him in, and he'd be over our shoulder.
And then he'd be pointing at me. I'm like, oh my God, just go.
Does this guy like have issues?
He was just wasted.
Oh, by himself. He didn't have anybody with him.
Oh, God.
It was crazy. Poor thing.
He was going through it.
If you're a security guard, just keep it anonymous. Just, just kick him out. Don't come back. Stop coming back. Oh, man. Anyway, thank you to all of our patrons that submitted those. We really appreciate it and hope we helped a little bit.
Yeah, we want to do more of these. That was fun.
I really did enjoy that. If you want to check it out, again, patreon.com/Zane and Heath. And I'm sure we're going to be doing something like this in the upcoming episodes.
Yeah.
That we can have you guys submit things into.
For different days, different vibes, you know?
Yeah. Trust.
Trust.
It will be dealt with. Jordan, what are you doing for Valentine's Day?
You're going to Galentine's?
It's a Galentine's.
Yeah. For the gals.
I thought that's what it was, but apparently it's just a collection of people meeting.
Oh, that's what you call it? That's what Galentine's? Galentine's?
Yeah, we should do Palentine's.
Palentine's.
For the boys. Galentine's.
I know we wanted to have a little segment before we closed it out of any... It doesn't have to be Valentine's Day themed, but like romantic movie shows, songs that you like to listen to. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I know we like to talk about movies and stuff on this podcast, but I feel like it's cool to have like a segment.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I think my first recommendation would be this shirt right here, When Harry Met Sally, directed by Rob Reiner, starring the great-
Rob, you asked for it.
Starring the great Billy Crystal and Meg Ryan at their peak, also starring Carrie Fisher and Bruno Kirby. It's a great film, I highly recommend it. And then, but if you're going through some heartbreak, honestly, I recommend, never mind, I don't want to say that album.
Don't watch Blue Valentine, I'll tell you that much.
You know what movie I really like?
I've never even heard of it.
Blue Valentine with Ryan Gosling and Michelle Williams.
I went to watch that on Valentine's Day in high school. And we thought it was going to be like this cute little like love movie, whatever. And it was it was a good movie. It was just not what we thought it was. And it was just...
there is a good song in that movie. It's the You and Me by Penny and the Quarters. Mm-hmm. You and Me. Ooh, that's a great song. But yeah, sad movie.
I Got You, Babe. Great Valentine's song.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Cher. It's Sonny and Cher. And then, I would say About Time is a fantastic movie. Really good for the soul.
Valentine's Day is a really funny, good movie.
Yes.
Wait, is that the one with Steve Carell?
It's that star cast.
No, that's Crazy Stupid Love. I think you're
Crazy Stupid Love.
Yes, that is
good.
Crazy Stupid
Valentine's Love. Day has like Taylor Lautner, Taylor Swift. It has all the, it's like there's New Year's Eve and Valentine's Day.
Yes.
Those are the two types. Valentine's Day is really good.
The super movies with all the big.
Yeah.
They always have the, like, what's that other movie? It was a breakup movie.
I don't know.
He's just not that
into you. He's just not that into you.
Oh, yeah.
That one, it also casts like 15 of the biggest actors. They, what was that? One that I really love. I really love this movie for some reason. Fever Pitch.
Oh yeah.
I love that movie.
Yeah.
Drew Barrymore and Jimmy Fallon.
They don't make them like that.
Sometimes people think that Fever Pitch actually contributed to breaking the Boston Red Sox curse.
Really?
There's something about the movie Fever Pitch where like something wouldn't have happened if it wasn't for that movie Fever Pitch.
Really?
I'm going to look it up.
It's such a cute movie. I actually want to watch that movie on Valentine's Day.
One of my all-time favorite movies is The Proposal. I know you
like it. I like that movie.
It is so good.
Oh, wait, you don't like who you said?
No, I said he likes it.
Oh, he likes it. So good. Who is it? Ryan Reynolds, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they were
and
great.
Sandra Bullock. And then another one of my favorites, 10 Things I Hate About You.
So good.
Such a cute movie.
Never seen that.
Really?
Never have seen it.
You've never seen 10 Things I Hate About You, which is also Taming of the Shrew.
Mm-hmm.
You've never seen 10 Things I Hate About You, Zane.
No.
It is
really iconic. Oh, is that Gabrielle Union and what's his face?
Gabrielle Union, I think, isn't.
Close out this shit.
So roses are red, violets are blue. Thanks for tuning in. We really love you.
Oh, I was going to say we really thank you, but love you is better.
Yeah, of course.
Wow.
Well, we're about to get started with our unwind. If you don't know what it is, we keep the camera rolling for another 20, 30 minutes. And we post that on Patreon, so it's like an extended version of the podcast.
And since it's Valentine's Day, who knows what we're going to do in the unwind?
Zane and I are going to make out.
Ooh, yeah. Me, Matt, and Heath are going to do a three-way makeout. And Mariah is going to watch.
Great.
It's going to be hot and steamy.
We also post a bonus episode every single month on our Patreon.
Close off.
And we... threw me off on that one. Again, make sure to check it out. Patreon.com/Zane and Heath. We also have Cremota Coffee, Cremota.com. We've got our Porsche shirt up. It's exclusive right now. And get it while you can. We've got a whole bunch of different flavors, blends of coffee. And again, best coffee in the world. Cremota.com.
And make sure to check out Happy Hour Tequila Seltzer, baby. Mm-hmm. Best tequila seltzer in the market. We got four flavors. You can buy them at any BevMo, Total Wine.
We're in Ralph's in California.
We're in Ralph's now.
Whole Foods in California. Mm-hmm.
And we're spreading more.
That's right.
We're in more stores every day.
Arizona. So. We're going to Texas.
Exactly.
Cremota is in Ralph's?
Yes.
Happy Hour. You're not paying attention.
Oh, sorry.
It's all right.
I'm not on camera.
All right. Unwinders.
Underwind.
Underwater.
Underwears.
We're going to see you guys in a second. And we love you guys. Thanks for watching.
Thank you. Happy Valentine's Day. We love you. Okay.